Listening comprehension. Read all the statements first, then listen to the text twice and tick the correct statement or statements. The £10 million cost of the Queen's Diamond Jubilee little fleet, called Flotilla, on the Thames in June, will be met entirely by private sponsorship and gifts from individuals, the organisers have said, with the government so far refusing to lift a 20% VAT levy that will add £2 million to the bill. The pageant of 1,000 boats from the Albert Bridge to Tower Bridge on Sunday the 3rd of June is expected to attract more than 1 million spectators lining the river banks. At the same time, a free party will be held in Battersea Park, South London. The events will be broadcast live on the BBC, ITV and Sky. Lord Salisbury, the Conservative peer who chairs the foundation organising the River Fleet, said the Treasury had not yet agreed to lift the hell of a chunk of tax, and said the Queen did not want public expenditure on the celebrations for the 60th anniversary of her accession. He said the Queen does not want to feel she is asking the public to contribute to the bill. She is very sensitive to that kind of thing at this time. Some backbench MPs from across the main parties have signed an early day motion in the Commons, an expression of opinion highly unlikely to be debated or endorsed by the government, but mainly used for publicity of a cause, calling for a minister to be appointed to consider the possibility of building a privately funded royal yacht for the use of the royal family, students and scientific research. This week, Michael Gove, the Education Secretary, proposed a ship to replace the Royal Yacht Britannia, which was scrapped more than a decade ago, as a gift from the nation. Signatories to the early day motion included the Tory MP Julian Brazier, Labour's Kate Hoey, and the Liberal Democrat Bob Russell. Organisers of the flotilla have secured sponsorship from Sainsbury's. Lord Salisbury said organisers did not wish to go a bit down market to make it a Tesco pageant and are still seeking other potential backers. Prince Charles, who originally suggested the idea of the floating fleet, has agreed to be the event's patron. Other as yet unspecified members of the royal family will also attend the pageant. Boris Johnson, London's mayor, described the event as potentially more exciting than the Olympics 2 months later. "Let's create a platform for the summer like no other," he said. The Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh will travel with the flotilla downriver on the ebbing tide in a decorated tourist cruiser, the Spirit of Chartwell, accompanied by boats of all shapes and sizes, from coracles and sea kayaks to Australian surfing boats, American whalers, Second World War landing craft, and a survivor of the Dunkirk 1940 Little Ships Rescue Fleet. A rowing barge replica of an 18th century royal barge, as painted by Canaletto, will also take part. Organisers said nothing like such a procession had been seen on the river for 150 years. Led by a floating belfry, ringing out celebrations from 8 bells named after members of the royal family, the largest, a half-ton vessel still being cast, inevitably named Elizabeth, the flotilla will trail upstream for 7 miles and take an hour and a half to pass a fixed point on the route. On board some of the boats will be orchestras playing Handel's water music, pipe bands, the band of the Royal Marines, a junior brass band, and the London Philharmonic Orchestra.